Decorations are up. Fir trees are strapped to the tops of cars. Cyber Monday is knocking on the door. It is exactly 30 days until Christmas. Every voice we hear is telling us that it is time to get ready to welcome the baby Jesus. So, it must be the first day of Advent, right? Wrong. The church calendar, and more importantly, the front of our bulletin, tells us not yet. Today is actually the last Sunday after Pentecost, the final Sunday of the church year. Many call it Christ the King Sunday, which aligns with our hymns and with the appointed readings for today, the ones that make us think we're in Holy Week. In our usually linear lives, we find ourselves at the end of a loop, anticipating beginning again. On this final Sunday of the year, our gospel lesson gives us a gift to take back to the beginning. Pontius Pilate, the highest-ranking Roman official in Judea, is interrogating Jesus. His pivotal question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus finally replies, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." These are the words of Jesus with which our lectionary chooses to end the year. "For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." The truth. How many of us can sympathize with Pilate's rhetorical reply? What is truth? Did he dismiss Jesus' reason for being out of cynicism? Didn't Jesus know that the truth was whatever the emperor said was the truth? Or did he ask out of frustration? Was life so complicated that the truth was just too hard to find, even when it was standing personified right in front of him? When it comes to the truth, we have plenty of reasons to ask Pilate's question with both cynicism and frustration. The end of the church year is sandwiched between a long political season, which truly never ends, and the great commercial extravaganza of the year, which truly never ends. We hear so many voices trying to convince us that they speak the truth. The truth about what we need for life to be good. Consider one timely voice, the holiday sales pitch for a department store. Give joy, get joy. Now we all know the truth claimed by the first part, that you can give joy by giving a gift bought from a store. I would put something like a moment of delight in the place of joy. But give a moment of delight isn't so catchy. And the promised payoff doesn't really compare to joy. But what really struck me about the ad was the second part, the get joy part. I thought we all knew the truth claimed by that part too. We get joy by giving. Giving a gift that someone might want or need, or that would simply say, "We're thinking of you." so long. So long. It turns out we only get joy if what we buy to give joy cost enough to earn us cash back. It's true. Cash we can only use to buy more things at that store. Give joy, get joy. Turns out the joy for everyone is in the getting. Now, gathered here today, we could easily say, that's not the truth. Joy, the light that can warm your heart and make your spirit soar, cannot be bought. But consider that Americans spent hundreds of billions of dollars on Christmas last year. I saw estimates ranging from $400 to $700 billion. And we can anticipate the same this year. So we might need to ask ourselves, what exactly do we believe we can buy? Or maybe more accurately, what do we want to believe we can buy? What do we want to be the truth? We hear a whole lot of voices telling us things that maybe we want to be the truth. Like joy can be purchased. To whom will we listen? As Pilate interrogated Jesus, there was a crowd outside. Just like us, they could hear a whole lot of voices claiming to speak the truth. When Pilate brought Jesus out and announced, "Here is your king," the chief priests declared the people's allegiance to the emperor alone, and the crowd shouted, "Crucify him." Why? To whose truth did they listen? Did the chief priests and other leaders in the crowd hear the voice of ruthless Roman power offering them a privileged life, but only if they kept the peace, which, after all, was a good thing? And what would the chief priests have said to the crowd? That security could be guaranteed by sacrificing one for the benefit of many? That was the best thing to be done? The thing that had to be done to avoid a Roman crackdown? That crowd has met with Christian condemnation throughout the centuries. But can't we relate? What do we want to be the truth? Isn't it that which promises us security, peace, a good life with a good amount of joy? To whom will we listen? On this final Sunday of the church year, the gift Jesus gives us is to remind us where truth lies, in his life, death, and resurrection. God is love, and there is nothing more powerful than love. That is the truth that makes life good. That is the truth for which Jesus came to testify. But most voices don't speak this truth. They never have, because this truth comes with a price. The power of love is held in open hands, hands ready to give without a deal that lets them also take. power of love rests in self-sacrifice, not the sacrifice of the other. It is power that comes with giving, not getting. It is hard to believe it is the truth. So hard that Jesus came to tell us and to show us. And he told Pilate, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Our baptism says that we belong to the truth because we belong to God. But like the crowd outside Pilate's headquarters, we get to choose to whose voice we will listen. The one who gave all he had to show us the power of love speaks to us every day. When Advent does begin, next Sunday, to get ready to receive the baby Jesus once again, the most important thing we can do is remember why he came, to testify to the truth. We can choose to listen to his voice and to follow his lead. We can choose to love, and in loving, we'll find joy, and we'll give that joy away. Amen.